So just as a quick aside, on the side here, while I'm talking, because there's nothing better than trying to distract people with animated bits on your screen while you're talking, I've got a thing that shows us when things are getting posted to Debian lists. So basically, every time an email goes out, there's a dot. Every time something gets deferred, we get a dash. If you get other fun letters, it means more things are happening. It also shows some of the more complicated bounces and so on. But what I was going to talk about was Debian lists in general. So, actually, some of you don't know who I am. My name is Pascal. I'm one of the list masters in Debian, which means we take care of basically everything at lists.debian.org. So, a quick introduction. I have to click on start. Right. So, there's quite a few infrastructure groups within Debian. What you'll find is that while most of the people in Debian will be involved in maintaining packages of some kind or doing translations or that type of thing, we do actually have a number of people who do all sorts of work within Debian to keep things going. The main one that people will usually notice are FTP masters who make sure that things are getting, are present in the archive, that things are where they should be, that we have permission to distribute things in there, all that kind of thing. We have the BTS admins who take care of the backtracking system, application maintainers and front desk to welcome new people into Debian and give them accounts and so on. Keyring maintainers. You still a keyring maintainer? All right. DSA, who's the Debian CS admin team, so they actually maintain the Debian.org machines. Mirrors and so on. There's actually quite a few. So it's not, Debian isn't just about packaging. So what is list.debian.org? I've got some numbers here. There's not much to say. I'll read them out. Subscriber addresses, 176,000. Unique addresses, about 90K. I said there's 25,000 of those on Gmail, which is why we notice it when, yes. The next biggest ones from memory are various GMX groups, whether it's gmx.net or gmx.de, big German/Swiss ISP. And the last ones are the WannaDo family, whether it's WannaDo Spain or WannaDo France. When you add them all together, it actually gets to something big. Quite possibly. My feeling on it is that they're more like Telstra. A fair bit of their spamming may come from A, not caring, and B, just having the mass user base. Yeah, I don't know whether they're it's that or what.
Potential customers running Windows means that you have potential spammers relaying
Yeah. Anyway. So some other numbers. We sent over 1 million emails yesterday. So it was a pretty quiet day. It's usually a bit more than that. We'll get up to 1.5 normally. Spams blocked yesterday. We blocked 80,000 at the MTA level through various checks we have on emails. And another 27,000 or so through more complicated filters that we run. So that gives you an idea on the scale of things. This used to be pretty impressive 5 years ago, so for an open source project, I think other people are really starting to catch up, and it's actually quite average now. So what does the list master do? Well, realistically, the main thing we do is make sure things are up and running. Mail's getting delivered out. We're not losing too much mail. Things are working. That's what we do. We do a fair bit of work on stopping spam. This is what people will actually notice. People love blaming us for any individual spam that gets on the lists. We like to think we do an all right job, even if we're not doing it all the time. I'm sure some people here have different opinions on this. A fair amount of time also goes into dealing with users who are subscribed, either because people think they're subscribed and they're not, and they want to unsubscribe. That's a really fun one to deal with. Or dealing with people who have forgotten the email address they're subscribed with and can't quite figure it out either. It's, you know, a fact that with the number of email addresses we have subscribed, you are going to get a fair amount of this. We do actually have more users than it appears from the numbers I showed you before. Firstly, a lot of our lists are taken out through various news gateways. Marcos Dietrich has one, which is a linux.group that has some of the Debian lists pushed to it, as well as all the gmain stuff that actually has quite a few people looking at it as well. They also sometimes want to unsubscribe, which is also interesting. And lastly, we get flame lots, because we get blamed for everything, like everyone else. So how do we do it? Well, the first thing is the... I was meant to expand that. The mailing list manager, not the MLM. At the moment, we're using something called SmartList, which is awesome for scaring people. I don't know if any of you know SmartList. Yeah. SmartList is basically a mailing list manager written in procmail. It's really configurable. It is. Yes. We have had plans to move away from that for quite a while now. It will eventually happen. We do want to do more than what SmartList allows us to do. We don't want to move to things like Mailman because we're not hugely convinced by the model it uses to deal with the mail being sent out. As far as spam is concerned, the main tools we use are the usual, you know, Spam Assassin, RBLs, and so on. And then we have this tool that we think is really cool that's called Cross Assassin. Basically, what we do is we try and find a really weak hash sum and compare it against different messages. If you send a message that's too similar to a number of different lists, the message will get dumped and we won't allow it onto the lists. The other advantage we get out of that is that messages from unknown users, so anyone who's not subscribed to the list they're posting to or from our whitelist, gets delayed by 15 minutes. You get some of the same advantages you get out of grey listing in that you have more time to check whether something has come through an RBL and so on. So the more you make someone wait, the better off you are. On the other hand, we don't like it when people make us wait. So that's how things go. Bounce handling. One of the main issues we had with SmartList was that there is very little bounce handling that's supported in there. We've written a fair bunch of code that deals with it now. I've called it Reaper, and it's heaps of fun. Basically, it unsubscribes people who spend too much time bouncing messages back to us. We understand that some people want to bounce everything that they think is spam. From our point of view, it's too hard to detect whether something was bounced because it's spam or just because they've been bouncing everything. The way we usually explain that to people is that, unfortunately, if we could tell that a bounce was spam, we'd be using it as our spam handler, not our bounce handler. So why do we actually have these lists and keep them running? Well, the lists are one of the main communication methods in Debian. When things break in some way, shape, or form on there, we do normally notice that things aren't quite moving as fast. If people can't flame on Debian Devel, they just can't function normally as developers. The other great thing that we actually get out of lists, which people don't think about a great amount, is that we do actually get mailing list archives that provide us with an archive of what's happened in the past and allow us to see what has happened, why did we take some decisions, and so on. At the moment, someone just posted. Hey, off he goes.
So that might be one inbound message with lots of outbound.
That's probably a message to one list, yes. It's going. Quite happily.
The cross assassin you were talking about.
Yep.
Is that packaged anywhere or is it available somewhere?
It's a bunch of shell scripts. There's actually this great thing in cross assassin. For it to work properly, the configuration file has to be both valid shell and procmail.
That's wrong.
This means that we can actually have bits written in Shell and bits written in procmail, and it still works. We think it's really fun. We use it to torture new people who join the Leastmaster team by asking them to check the config. So what are our plans for the future? Well, this has stayed the same pretty much for the last year or so. We do want to move to a better lease manager. We've been playing with something called Enemies of Carlotta, EOC, that is written by Lars Wilzenius. Wilzenius, yeah. Oh, you speak Finnish now. You can be a Finnish speaking expert.
What was the name of it?
EOC. Basically, the concept behind this is at DevCon 5, we sat down with some of the lease masters, and Lars was writing at Manlist Manager, and we said, this is what we need. And this is the configuration ability that we need so that we can maintain 100 or 200 lists without having to use a web interface. We do actually use it already. Every bug in the system that we have on the bug tracking system can be subscribed to. As soon as you do that, you go into back to the list.devon.org that deals with the actual subscription of the bug, which means we have close to 10,000 lists on that. So we don't want to be using anything that's got a graphical interface to admin something like that, because it's a lot of clicking. Other things we want to deal with. Many people mention moderation. We're not huge fans of it. One of the things we have is we'd rather let a bit of spam go through and let the conversation flow through as fast as possible, rather than make sure that no spam ever goes on, but sometimes we'll have to wait 3 days for their message to be delivered, while 5 people argue as to whether it's spam or not. This is a decision that you can never ever get right. Obviously, we don't want spam to go through, but we don't want to hurt the project as a whole because we're not letting things through. There's always going to be a threshold that you have to move around that will decide how much is allowed through, how much isn't allowed through. Now, other things we want to work on. We've been planning on integrating the lists a little better so that we can actually do some better tracking in terms of who's posting and who's a subscriber, which makes it easier to tell. You know, score emails and see who's a spammer and who's not and who should be talking on there and not. And finally, the last thing I have on my to-do list is actually make Echelon work a little better with lists. So Echelon is a tool that we have in Debian that's used to track people who are missing. So we use it to check that people have...
The last time they posted to a list,
yeah. That's right. So that's basically it. Do you have any questions?
On the mailing list archives, there's a reported spam button.
Yes.
Actually do.
It actually records that that button has been clicked for that message. It's supposedly used. So we do actually keep a record of that. We have done goes where we go through, rip bits out, or we use it to teach SALearn, so Spam Assassin can use it. In terms of redoing archives, we often have a problem, which is that regenerating all the archives takes actually quite a while. It's rather painful. Master doesn't like it. I usually do it when I know that the SA is busy in the past when I've done it, which is not what they want to hear. I didn't realize the first time I did it that they were actually all busy, but it actually turned out to work quite well. I've since been told not to do it, so I haven't done it since. It's hard to deal with how to actually deal, yeah.
Just remove that. I'm thinking of the whole distributed thing that you've got.
Yes.
How many subscribers have you got to a specific list? Yeah. If 5 of those subscribers click on it as spam, then you can pretty much almost guarantee that it is.
Cord Beerman has a thing that he uses. There's an email address that he's publicized a few times, but that I can never remember, that you can use to submit spam to it.
The only thing that's worth looking at is whether there are replies to it.
Yeah, we could do that.
There's a lot of curious things you can do. I'm just curious about that one specifically. What's this address, of course?
I can't remember what it is.
No, but the idea behind it.
Oh, you send a message to that. He looks at it, makes a yes, no decision. The thing we don't want is people to automatically feed things back to us, because we found that that doesn't work greatly. The other issue we have is that we have a number of international lists. We can't teach Spam Assassin that all Chinese is spam, because the Chinese users are going to get rather annoyed. On the other hand...
Is it wrong?
On the other hand, we don't want to not have any spam monitoring on the Chinese lists, because we've only trained the English-speaking lists. So we have a balance that's required. We have, we've looked at doing buckets, so putting lists in certain groups together. We've had issues still with not getting as much as we wanted out of it. Realistically, we reckon most of the spam that needs to be stopped is generic across all lists, without necessarily being all in, you know, just reflexively fitting everything that's in Chinese to SLN. Yes, cross assassin does usually catch off. We're hoping that, I've actually been looking at doing it better. It's not as easy as it sounds.
So does it actually, is it like a plugin to realist uses cross assassin?
Yes.
And so in that case you're actually delaying delivery to the list by a couple of minutes or?
Up to 15.
Okay.
We actually do something that's even worse. When there's a huge flame war, we have been known to pipe everything that matches that flame war to Cross Assassin, just so that it slows everything down by 15 minutes. That works okay-ish.
Does it help diffuse the flame?
It does a little. Unfortunately, some people think they're being picked on unfairly. They think that they're the only ones who are being...
That's true.
I personally haven't done it. I'm sure others have. Yes? There's already a version 1.2 out there.
If you look at the package, right, it says it's effectively easy MLM, but it doesn't require QML. So it's meant to be feature compatible.
Yeah. What we're looking at now is that we basically need plugins. You don't want to see how we do at the moment the GPG key checking to make sure that only the security team can post to the security list. It's very ugly and hacky. All that sort of stuff should really be merged back into the man list itself. Was it you who had your hand up before?
No.
No? Okay.
What do the symbols mean?
A dot means a message is being posted to a list. I think a bang is a bounce and a dash is a defer. So I mentioned before the talk started that we're really affected when... Gmail decided to tear grab us. I mentioned before we have 25,000 subscribers from Gmail. You can tell why it actually does have a huge effect on us. It's a quarter of our mail went through that. What we've actually ended up having to do with domains like that is create its own transport in Postfix. So there is a Gmail queue. When you start looking at the Postfix documentation, it refers to situations like that as pathological. We did contact them, or we tried to. Things got fixed at one point, like out of the blue, and we never had a problem ever since. But we never got a reply from them. So we don't know whether they noticed it and fixed it, whether one of the many Debian developers at Gmail went, you know. Sir? Yes? No, I haven't. I've never had the time to do that. It's actually quite an interesting thing to do. I've actually been wanting to do it for my job as well, because I work at a publisher, and I thought it might be interesting to see what where the spam is coming from, at least. Yes. Yes. That would be quite a good idea. Yes. We use the Debian RBL, which is not great. Sorry?
I was just checking. D-stone.
Yep. And he's up for now. I might, yeah, talk to you later about that. Basically, we haven't found something that we're willing to trust to throw everything at it. If we block people who email, if we block Debian developers who email us from their home address that's a DHCP-enabled client, they get annoyed. And we don't want to have, you know, the maintainer for an important package go, you know what, if you don't want to hear about it, stuff you guys. An example I have of that is the Debian tech community list is subscribers only. I have found that a number of Debian developers cannot be bothered subscribing to it. They will talk to the bug that's assigned to the technical committee. The message will go to the bug list. They'll get an email sent to them saying, your message should not go through. You have to subscribe, and they will ignore it. We can't block everything from working. Balance it out. Okay, I'm going to stand aside, but if anyone has any questions later, feel free to chase me down and ask me.